Champagne. It's non-vintage. The food will be foul, the guests are the most dismal aggregation ever assembled.
Sounds like a lovely party.
I arranged the whole thing. I told you she's a lovely bride.
What'd she ever do to you?
I'd rather not say. I don't want to sound bitter. This way, Mr. Spade. The old hat. Mrs. Rushlight will see you now.
Thank you, Florence Nightingale.
Nancy? Oh.
Now this is it, darling. Mr. Spade.
Come over here, young man, so I can get a better look at you.
How's this?
It's good. Turn around. Yes, you'll do. That'll be all, Nancy.
Couldn't I be finishing up these place cards while you talk?
Take them with you. Do them outside.
Very well.
Nosy girl.
But nice. Nice nose.
Oh, you too, eh? Well, I agree. That's why I'm marrying off my nephew to that wretched girl Lotta Van Eyck. Have you ever seen Bugs Bunny, Mr. Spade?
You don't mean the...
They protrude.
The ears?
No, the teeth. Oh. As my late husband used to say of her mother, she could eat a tomato through a tennis racket.
Oh.
There's only one thing that'll prevent this wedding from being an utter disaster. She doesn't understand much English.
Uh-huh. What's the matter with your nephew?
A great deal, but it doesn't show. Suffice it to say, he has criminal tendencies and the mentality of a snail.
Mrs. Rushlight, I don't like to seem forward, but why are you telling me all this?
Oh, you're supposed to mingle with the guests. You'll need some conversation. Now, as to your assignment...